Recording Taiwan Special, episode 2 of the week. You know, I've got this little thing down here. General Mattis leaving. General Mattis leaving. What do I think about this? I'm actually not so sure that General Mattis really objects to a single thing. I'm just telling you, it's just a hunch. I know how life works. Look, I went to the Moody Bible Institute. This is a thing about churchianity. See, Christians, there's a problem with Sunday morning. Sunday morning is all about bureaucracy and politics. Because you got this pastor and he's got to convince people that letting his kids buy nice bicycles and go to college with your money is a way of honoring God. He's got to sell that. And tell me that pastors don't understand politics. So the pastor's got to pull that every week, and he's got to keep that going. But then there's also bureaucracy. I mean, you know, you have more than one pastor in a congregational ministry, a congregational fellowship. They call it a church, but, there's only one of those. So, you got this congregational fellowship, and you got these associate pastors. Well, some associate pastor is not doing a good enough job. They've got to fire him and get rid of something. But that's the thing about Sunday morning. Ironically, here I am. I'm wearing my Sunday morning skate shirt. Available at jesse.coffee. The problem with Sunday morning is that the pastor, the leader, is your friend. So you see, you can't just fire someone for not driving the car very well or not washing the car very well or not cleaning the windows or installing the windows the right way. It's not like that. They're family. We're supposed to be friends. I'm really not living off the money you give me. You're giving that to God. Right. And so there's this thing going on in there. I know. I'm painting it a little bit biased. I'm doing that to try to explain kind of the problem. I'm not trying to misrepresent. I'm trying to exaggerate. And I know that I'm doing it. Okay. All right. But because of that, there's a lot of politics involved in Sunday morning. And so Sunday morning people actually learn to recognize when someone's getting fritired, so to speak, fired, retired. Sunday morning people tend to recognize that maybe a little sooner than non-Sunday morning people, unless those people worked in corporate America, but, God brought us here, and I thought we were going to stay 20 years, but he had different plans, and so we're going on to, I'm not sure what yet, but he's telling us to leave, and the kind leaders here who have no clue why in the world we do this, not at all, it's not like we've talked about this or anything, it's not like they, told me to do this. It's not like I'm being put up to do this or anything. No. Like, we just totally heard God and they trusted us. And even though it doesn't make sense to the elders or the leaders here, we're just following God to go who knows where. Yeah, right. He got walked into the back office, sat down and was told something. And he finally decided it's best if they can recommend me to my next job, and if all of us can still stay friends, and so I'm going to go up and give some lie speech that the other leaders are going to give the same lying speech, that God's moving me on in that rot gut so that we can all stay friends. Right. And this is what Sunday morning is based on. Lies like this. Right. So Sunday morning people get used to that. And that's what I smell going on with Mattis. I don't think General Mattis, if he really was angry, he wouldn't say so. And so this falling out thing, what Trump was involved on his Twitter account. Uh-huh. Yup, that's exactly what people would expect to happen. You know, I tell you, it's been great. It's been wonderful having you here. But I think that we need to convince people that we're shaking up the military, even though we're going to follow pretty much what you planned. And I'm going to ask you to step down. I mean, you're approaching retirement. It's time anyway. But let's make it look like there was a falling out. Well, how would you suppose that we could do this to make it look like we're actually having a falling out? Well, I tell you, you leave, and I'll say that it's great, that it's huge, and you drop your resume and then say something else, and I'll blast you on Twitter, and then everyone will say, oh, Trump went off on him again, and then it'll look like we really had a falling out, and people won't see what's... I mean, that's what it looks like that happened before this. Tell me that that couldn't happen. I don't know. I'm just guessing. All right, so I've talked about Mattis leaving. so I think just looking at, I mean, I know how the cow chews the cud and how the cow crosses the street. And I think that Trump is pulling out of Syria because he doesn't want Russia to be mad at him for when it comes time to retaliate from China attacking Taiwan. I really think that's what's going on. And him pulling out of Syria looks less calculated if he if Mattis pretends to argue with Trump's Twitter account. So I just, and then there's others too. It's all part of it, I think. So I don't look, I have no proof of this at all. This is pure conjecture. The thing is, I just know how life works. So I don't say this to try to say anything specific about Mattis or Trump. I say this because I think we need to remember that more is going on here than seems to be going on here. The U.S. is seriously moving towards seriousness against China, not with China, against. The pieces are in place. Things are moving in that direction. What do I think about all this? What do I think? I mean, here I am in Taiwan. We're looking at China possibly invading. What do I think about this? I'm not so sure if I should tell you. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll get to that tomorrow. But I want to hash this out myself here for a second. Because here I am. I got this wild theory that Mattis retired just to make it look like. I don't know. I don't know. I have no basis for this. This is just pure Jesse conjecture. Jesse conjecture. We'll see. We'll see if. We'll see if the changes that Trump is making are of the nature that Russia might be thankful. Okay. Let's call it at that. Let's call it a day because sometimes I go over, and I'll tell you tomorrow what I think about China invading the island that I'm on.